welcome back. It's Deanne. Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Call this 800-313-9443. By the way, if you want to reach me during the week, it's 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171. And by the way, a couple of you listeners that called me, and I was trying to call you guys back, I didn't get through. I don't know what happened. A guy called me about 3 weeks ago, and he's a listener, and I was trying to get back to him, couldn't get through. But I try calling you guys back because it's important to me, you know, that we communicate. Communication is the key to the world. So I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your opinion is, what your thoughts are, because I think we need to share. And that's how things get to move, and that's how progression of changing things, you know, taking this evil and reversing it out. Again, this presidential situation. John, how do you feel about the president coming on, basically telling people, that, you know, okay, they're just, you know, they're trying to come in here and tell me what to do. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to veto.
He's going with a sheeple. He's putting the wall in our mind, and we react very well to that. They've gotten us scheduled for lots of different things to where, well, it's like 9/11. He was able to watch the first plane hit the first tower on a confined video screen, which was showed. In the first three speeches, he admitted seeing the first plane hit. And the second plane hit, he still just stood there and, like, calmly walked out of the room. Like it was just another day at the, you know, the GOAT reading book, you know. And so, you know, this is just another scenario where they falsely have made the law. It's like the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was voted on without even being in print. That's an illegal action. 1913, the voting of the Federal Reserve and the IRS tax was a false action. It wasn't ratified properly. But these people in power that kill people, it's like the Clinton family. If you pull up Clinton's friends, you'll get a three-page death list with the last 9 or 12 being his bodyguards. And that's not including, like, the Robert Kennedy that died off the coast and in the plane accident. And that was under Mr. Clinton's reign, and, you know, they never did find him, supposedly, and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, he's one of
the... Oh, you mean during when Kennedy died? That was Bush. Bush was there.
No, it was Clinton was the one that was in charge when...
He was in charge.
Bush was campaigning.
He was campaigning, but Bush disappeared right when that happened.
Bush disappeared, but Clinton was the one in
charge. Yeah, he was still in, you're right.
He didn't call out the reserves or anything else to search that area. In fact, they didn't search that area. I think they probably had special forces going in that area to make sure he was dead or whatever, but at the same time, the Coast Guard didn't search the area where the plane was, and they knew exactly where that plane was.
Well, it was a frightening thing because, you know, this man, Kennedy, was clean. And if he ran, you know, it was one of those things like Lady Di, you know, he was loved by the people. So if he came in there, you know, he might have his own agenda against what they're doing. I mean, what's the point of having Congress as senators if their congressional district calls them on the phone? Because they tell you to call them when you got a complaint. You want some change legislatively, or there's a bill before the House that you know, the congressional district of that senator or congressman will come back and say, you know, I want you to vote this way or that way. So when they do that, that means a whole bunch of people are representing. They're going to bring that to the House, and the president says, I'm not listening to that. Think about it, folks. We'll be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We're back. It's Late Night with Deanne, and we're on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday, broadcast on truthradio.com, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. John, what is your opinion of this?
Well, like I was saying, they've got the American public bowed right down to where we don't do anything. We listen to him, and we accept that he's going to be our dictator. And he's not getting any challenges. They fake a challenge, like, oh, the Democrats said they were going to knock us and bring us back from the war, and it got knocked out. We believe this little charade they put in front of us. It's like when the NAFTA agreement was voted on, the populace had a 70 or 67% vote against NAFTA, but it was forcefully passed, and they say, oh, it was forcefully passed. Well, that's not right. When we tell them no and they vote for it yes, it's totally incorrect. Now you're seeing things happen such as they're taking supposedly surveys, and they say the surveys direct how they vote. But the thing is that these surveys, if you get called up and they surveyed you, it's a loaded survey. They give you a yes-no answer to an answer that should be like a 10-minute conversation of discussion, and there is no direct answer. And so anyhow, now they're like giving you saying, oh, it's the public decided on this because this is the survey's results. And but they load the survey in their favor of how they want it voted on. And so it's a control factor again.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we just listen and we sit back and get the point of measure for them to know if they can keep on pushing and if they can get us to walk to the FEMA camps and literally kill ourselves and fall in the grave for them so they don't have to double handle us. It's just, I'm sorry, it's what I actually feel. Point of measure. They just aren't going to go anywhere else. They you know they're setting up this guideline for setting up like the bird flu. They predicted it in the CFR magazine back here a year ago, July or June or July issue. It's a bimonthly issue in which they said 80% of the world is going to catch this bird flu and 60% of us are going to die.
Yeah, but that's the reason why they have these special overseas laboratories that are working just directly on that one cure.
If you pull up stevequayle.com, you'll find 100 dead microbiology research people in the last 2 years because they're trying to quiet down the people that really might know what's going on. They don't want them to really know what's going on because it's bioweaponry that's being perpetrated against us. They're also setting up like electrical. They say if you die of the broadband frequency killing mechanism they have in the war mechanism, that replicates the same as death as the bird flu. And so they can say, oh, everybody caught the bird flu along that electrical line, but is it the truth or is it just going to be one of these stories? It's like these dogs and cats dying now. What's the truth of that story? They said, first off, it was rat poison. And then all of a sudden now it's the grain from China. And it has rat poison in it. Now, that's a tremendous amount of grain with rat poison in it. What do you think on that, Deanne?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just...
Do you think it's a true story, or do you think that the government's kind of giving you... They're really just coming up with a different, what I want to say, a scenario of an excuse, and maybe they're making the Chinese look bad so that we can go to war with China when we attack Iran. It's going to be okay to go to war with China because they killed our cats and dogs.
Well, you know, the thing is that what you see in the media right now, what's being reported, is not necessarily what it is going on. Because, see, again, I had a conversation this last week with some people, and I talked to them about this. And, you know, they were saying that all of us are so much into the 9/11 movement. We're so wrapped into 9/11, and we can't see past that. And there's people out there wrapped in the Kennedy assassination. They can't see past that. And the thing is, while all of us, you know, are all in these little worlds, listening to these different things and gathering information, like on the Kennedy assassination, that was almost like 40 years ago or so. So, you know, while you're doing that, you're missing what's going on here in the present. You know, I don't know if you noticed this, John, but, you know, people kind of like, you know, trend off on these things that they don't want to get involved with, really, to try to get themselves self-supportive. Do you understand kind of where I'm coming from with this?
Oh, yeah. The you take such as this, again, the dog food situation here. You know, if you, up front, maybe there's an honest accident, but I don't think it's happening that way. It's just another tool to where, again, are we blind enough to say, oh, well, they had an accident. Now, they've got guards at the docks watching stuff get loaded in. They supposedly test stuff getting loaded or unloaded so that we know that if the food-grade quality of this is tested, and they're telling us the corporations are on top of all this, so all this food going into our food product is all tested, and it's okay to accept these food products from wherever else, and all of a sudden this comes through to where it's killing our animals. Isn't it awful convenient that they want to do a head count on everybody, they want to do an RFID chip on everybody, and they also want to monitor everything and everything under the sun as far as television cameras and get you to have passports and have control of everything that's going on, shut down the alcohol so that we can't communicate and have maybe small businesses they can't control or know where it's coming from. They'll dictate to a town meeting that, oh, we want a store built here, and he's got to meet all the criteria. And once that guy meets the criteria, then he can build a store. But he's got to go through the criteria of the Chamber of Commerce first to get approved for that. And like in our town, We had two drugstores built right side by side. One was Rite Aid and one was Eckerd. And they both built a beautiful store. They tore down perfectly good existing stores that were there, but they had the right, and they subsidized them with extra monies. Our little town didn't need another drugstore. We had already two other drugstores or three other drugstores in town. So now we got five drugstores in a 9,000 population city. And all of a sudden, Rite Aid and Eckerd, the major corporations, one bought out the other. So now those two stores, instead of being competition in the same store, so they really need a storefront across from each other on the same street. And so you get in a situation like that, and then getting back to this the poisoning situation, couldn't it be a test situation to see how many dogs and cats they could poison with so much product, and they just threw it out there and found out and see what the public's reaction is going to be? Is the public going to go over backwards and go start knocking down the dog food industry or shooting their trucks or whatever else or suing the dog food industry? Did anything get done whatsoever? Or do we all just passively sit back and go, well, they had another mistake, you know? And so now they can actually poison us. We had just recently, we had what? We had the spinach scare and the lettuce scare, and what else had the botulism poisoning into it that poisoned us if we ate it? And again, here's a scenario where the Chinese live in liquid shit. Their crops are grown in liquid shit constantly. And you know what? They're having to eliminate themselves from having more than one child because the population is growing so fast they can't keep ahead of it. But we're led to believe that all of a sudden we have this poisoning from lettuce having septic fertilizer on it, and same with whatever else, other vegetable product, and it started making so many people sick, and we have a count now. And they did one item, and they took that one item, and they pointed the finger at one item. Maybe it had nothing to do with that one item. Maybe they did it through something else. But they have a measure out there now. And then all of a sudden, now it's the dogs and the cats. But isn't it just so convenient that it's just happening to where, well, we have one incident, and they have a measure point, and they have another incident, and another. Did you ever really hear of these kind of things going on that much before? And then now it's happening, like, regularly? It's like now when you go somewhere, can you eat the spinach? Can you eat the lettuce? Can you eat the vegetables? Can you eat the fruit? Is the fruit being destroyed? Look at all the things going on. Right now I'm hearing that the fuel, the low-sulfur fuel, is not functioning well in the trucks and tractors, that the performance vehicles aren't lubricating their valves enough in the heads and whatnot, so they're starting to only get 400 hours on a race engine before it blows itself because the valves cook themselves up from the heat and from non-lubrication and don't function properly. I'm hearing that we have a local town that has a Volvo dump truck that normally would get 5 miles per gallon and could pull this one hill at third gear, is now getting 3 miles a gallon with the fuel they're putting out now and is only getting 3 miles per gallon, and then the hill it was pulling at third gear can only pull it in first gear now. And so we're losing power and we're losing mileage, and yet we're paying more for the fuel, and we're told it's better environmentally for us. The truth of the matter is, now that your efficiency's way down and you're burning up, you know, almost double the gas, is that really good for the environment? I think it's another one of these hoaxes, and it's just another one of these levers to where these big boys in power are doing different things to shut us down because now people can't pay their bills because they're paying too much for fuel or whatever else. Everything else is going up in price because as someone's trucking price goes up, they have to raise their rates. It's just like I bought a box of cereal. It's almost double the price what it was here a few months ago. And everything else is starting to follow. So, again, is your payroll doubling so that you can pay the bill on all these things? It's not. So here we have this vision of all these dots coming together. And, again, we have a scenario of you know, shut down and fail and shut down the middle-class American public so that we don't have it. They're catching us with the credit cards. They're catching us with taxes that they're raising on our properties and making it so we can't pay them. They're shutting down the vehicles. They're getting the buses going so we can do public transportation, and we have to move to where the buses go so that maybe we can work, and we have to take whatever they can offer us. And, you know, it's really not functional, but it's where they're going with us. They're making it so you don't have health insurance, so you got to depend on Medicaid or something. When it gets said and done, they've got control of you.
Well, we'll be right back. We're going to a break. Call us 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Callers, 800-313-9443. Call me during the week at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. The way it's supposed to be set up is that, again, the Congress of Senators, is supposed to represent a whole, maybe a congressional district or whatever, and we get calls, about we're getting ready to write this bill or that bill, and comes on the news, and people say, oh, no, they're not going to do that. We're going to fight this. No, So they go out and fight, picket, complain, or they get on the phone and call up the senator and congressman and say, no, I don't want to pass. A whole bunch of people. One senator and one congressman represent a whole bunch of people. It's not just them. They represent a whole congressional district. Now, according to what I saw, there's supposed to be executive order to do most things. And I was gathered that they, I don't know. It's their opinion. John, what do you think about this? People go out, they force us and tell us our vote counts and this, that, and the other. You call up and tell your Congress senator, okay, well, do your job. We want this change. We don't want this. President says no.
The idea of, like, when the anthrax attack happened, think how they put this wall in our mind. Oh, there was an anthrax attack on Washington, D.C., and so now they can't open their mail because it might have anthrax in it. But now they've proven that that anthrax came from our own government. It's not like, oh, I can, John Alashauskas here can spin up his own anthrax and ship to Congress so we could poison those guys in Congress. And it just happened to be the congressmen that kind of were raising a ruckus about 9/11 and about doing an audit on some books that were being, money laundered.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden now, remember, they were anthrax. You can't mail something to the Washington representatives because they won't open it because it might be anthrax. And we accept this crookedness. We accept this wall that they put in our mind. And now it's like it's added on. So now the communication fact of us being able to communicate with our representatives has been decreased. And so how do you communicate with your representatives? We can fax them, but do they throw the faxes away? The way we can vote for them, but do they control the media as far as what's voted for? Absolutely. We're watching them put in voting booths that have no paper trail so they can just do it electronically. And it's like, oh, because it was done electronically, it's honest. We know that's not true. And so this is just going as perpetrating more and more and more. And again, the scenario of all of us just standing here, falling asleep, as it says in the Bible, we're all sleeping and we wake up one day and they've taken us over. And that's exactly how they're doing it. And they've got us now to where they feed us, aspartame, they feed us fluoride, and we're so dumbed down. How do you fight that big system? Because it's impossible to fight. That wall has been put in our mind that it's impossible to fight. And so everybody's not even trying. I mean, to even start to try, you've got to at least have a discussion and say, hey, officer, I don't agree with you. But they've got, like, even the officers now. If all of a sudden the officer is giving you a hard time and you know he's absolutely wrong, what is your stance? If you raise a hand against him because he's trying to do something to you that was incorrect, you're all of a sudden now becoming a criminal because you've defended yourself against an officer of the law. And it's like this is a wall they put in our mind, and it has a lot of clout to it because they support themselves, and it's just, again one of these Nazi tactics of control to where eventually you have no rights. They take your rights away. They get the sis-boom-ba system going to where these policing officers control you. They violate the law. If someone violates the law, they're a good boy organization where no one's going to challenge anybody on that organization. If there is a few people that does start to challenge it, like in the Clinton era, they end up dead. I'm sure in the Bush era they end up dead also. I know
all these eras, every last one of them.
That's right.
And they target people, you know. And so you think about the people who touched, you know, there's so many characters we have interviewed. The thing is, they've been telling us, they've been warning us. They saw it coming, you know. So, do we allow that, or what do you think? What is your opinion on this whole issue, John? You know, what do you think about what, you know, is transpiring, you know?
Well, they're just taking, and they're systematically in so many different directions. It's just amazing to me of how many different directions. It's like we're pointing out right now, we've hit in the food industry, they're controlling GM genetically modified foods. They're controlling, like, the Kodak Solomon-Terius is the controlling body on minerals and vitamins now from the WTO, not from FDA, which FDA isn't any better, EPA isn't any better. They're not for our health. I mean, they're simple cancer cures, and they're not perpetrating that. They're simple ways of having high fuel gas mileage with low air pollution. You aren't hearing about that. They're allowing our trees to die at 2-foot diameter. They're allowing our air to be polluted. They're allowing the oxygen level to go down. These are all controlling factors of our health. And so now when you go back to the books of the Georgia Guidestones, they want 500 million population, so 11 out of 12 of us have got to die. Those are just some of the controlling factors. Then they got other controlling factors. They're making the fuel that doesn't burn well, so it ruins your equipment or your engine sooner. It doesn't get the gas mileage, so it costs you more to operate. It's supposedly a more set up, sophisticated piece of equipment because it takes some better piece of equipment to burn this supposed better fuel. And so now you've got a money problem of generating you to bankruptcy. And again, now because you're less money, you have less to eat, you have less insurance.
I got to stop. You got to break.
because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Well, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RPN. Both broadcasts we have are live. We're on Hearing Truth, and we're talking about the truth. I think this is beyond attempting to dumb down America. I mean, this is disinformation to the worst. Even if a person you could find had enough money to take this country out, but they choose between, you know, doing every kind of nicety in their house, or they do the same, you know. I don't know. It's just frightening what's going on, and nobody sees it. You know, like I said, I go out at 8, 9 o'clock in the areas out here where I live in Illinois. It's a ghost town. Nothing's going on, really. People don't really communicate. Everybody's kind of locked up in the car until they go to work. And
they're getting their boob tubes, which is a mind control mechanism, and they're told to get drugs, and they're told to buy a new car that they can't afford. And, you know, basically that's what your advertisement is. They're shown how to live stupidly. The kids are shown to drop real, you know, to dress sloppily. It's the breakdance music and all that kind of thing. The boom, boom,
break
boom,
dance.
Boom,
boom. Wait. Breakdance is a little bit far back. It's rap music today.
Right.
Rap,
okay.
And all these other kind of things.
But you have those kind of things that are controlling, and the frequency is the mode of mind control. And as you're watching the television, it's a funny thing to degrade your family, to degrade your wife or your spouse, and we're being systematically brought to light that you're supposed to laugh about that. And, the spouse on television gets kind of mad, but at the same time, maybe your spouse at home leaves you, and it creates a corrupted family that's now broken up. And
yeah, well, it's kind of like it's a big sitcom, you know, what we're living. Instead of us, you know, watching a television program that's a phony thing, we're becoming a sitcom. You know, you got, like you said, kids with baggy pants, and then you have, you know, huge amounts of relationship problems. So what do you see daily on TV? Relationship problems to people that have relationships in their home with their brothers, sisters, uncle, niece, whatever, you know, whoever, you know, you are, you know, at points you might not count as anything.
Well, it's just another part where they're manipulating the destruction of the United States and the world. And, again, as they have us all labeled red, blue, or green, in which that's just part of a do they want to keep you? Do they think they could retrain you? Number one, are you disposable? What's your value points? They've already got you measured. They've already got you on a chart. They've already got a chart that's going to take where you're going. They're setting up the buses right now. All the schools in our area seem to be buying brand new buses. They've made it smart. Oh, if you don't buy a new bus, it's going to cost you more later. The federal government's going to pay for it. They have no money, but they're funding brand new buses. So we'll have buses that can run us all to the FEMA camps or whatever else. They're supplying the towns to force them to all have a busing issue. Now I got a little town to where, number one, the schedules, we don't have like major factories. The major factories in our town have maybe 100 to 200 people that work there. So you might have a bus that would go from one end of town to the other end of town and pick up maybe 10%. We're out in the country. Most people live out in the country. They don't live in town. And so, and especially the ones that work at the factories have a little bit more money. So they have their 3 or 4 acre lot out of town. They don't live where they could jump on a bus and go to work. And so now they're buying buses where they're running buses all around town that are empty most of the time because no one rides the buses because not functional for our society in our area. But they've got federal mandates to buy these buses. And, again, they're all running.
Well, that's what the transportation department is supposed to do, look at patterns and develop things that are going to be positive within those patterns to make changes. And that's not happening either because, you know, Again, people in power tend to corrupt if they are in a level that, you know, they have charge of. Especially, you know, those people, you know, get called by others and they tell them to, you know, to attack or, you know, or violate the rights of, you know, other Americans. It's been going on for like a quite a long time, like you said. Take us, you know. People listening to broadcasts and other people, concerned citizens groups, which are a ton of them, that don't get any media to come forth and say, hey, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is mandated. I even thought about John back a long time ago. They used to have rebuttals on TV. Every time you saw something that you didn't agree with or you felt that you needed to come back and say something else, they would let you come on television, 2579, you know, and they would take the requested information, and then if it was something top priority, you know, you got to, you know, meet with somebody. I mean, today you can't meet with anybody. I called the Page County Court out here, and I asked them if I could talk to and sit down with chief judge, the highest judge in that office, in that town. They basically told me, you can't do that. You know, they're at work, and then they give you cell phone number, don't work. Again, all the things that I went through, and again, you know, try to come out of the area, and, you know, it's just a sad, you know, am I making sense to you, you know, how this whole country is just collapsing and, you know, falling apart. You know, you were talking about these weird clouds you saw this morning, you know, and you know what they got in it, and then people are sick all over the place. And
Well, it was a cloud structure that looked like a, if you looked over like a bunch of molehills that were covered with snow, and yet it was the clouds. They were like all these molehills up there, and yet they had the shattered parts where the frequency was breaking them up, but they were very wavy, like there was lines up there up and down, but they were like completely like a blanket laying across stones on a bed or so. And so and yet there was no rain or anything, and you could tell it was chemtrails, and so it was very strange. We did get a thunder shower today. And again, the weather right now is, it may not be breaking the records by a lot, but the frequency back and forth from the low breaking record to the high breaking record is just crazy. And again, as the average temperature right now should be like around 35 degrees, we're above it by 15, 20 degrees, but we're not above it as in the past where it would maybe be the average was that temperature and you had a low of, say, 20 in the morning and 40 in the afternoon. Now, you have, like right now, it is almost 1 o'clock in the morning, my time, and it's 37 degrees, which would maybe be the norm for the average temperature, not the low. The low should be like around 20, and the high maybe 40, 45, in which you might see that touch it for a day for half an hour. But now it's like it hit 55, 60 today, and it was there all day long. It started out this morning at, I think, let's see, Sunday morning, it was about 30. And then by 9 o'clock in the morning, it was close to 40. And then by 10 o'clock in the morning, it was pushing 50. And it was probably mid-50s for most of the day. And then it started cooling down a little bit. But again, a large portion of the day was much warmer above that average than just touching it and saying, well, the average between the low and the high is the median of what, of 35. And so we're seeing a lot more warmer temperatures. Even if you go to weatherwars.info, they've got a lot more information there now. But if you start reading it, they have a discussion about like 9/11 and the Katrina chemtrails, and they get into this lie of discussion. I wish I could bring it back a little better for you right now. I'm not coming to light, but as I was reading, I was thinking, geez, here they're discussing something that they lie. And again, it's like this wall that they put in our minds to where they put this blockade that, oh, President Bush says that he's the dictator. He'll impeach it. And so he'll just create the law the way he wants, and we have no action to take against that. Well, again, a wall that they put in our minds, and we accept it. It's like we go to the bank, and we accept that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that it's the next day. But yet if you write a check, it's on the same day. And, we all play the game of, well, we write the check today. The guy's not going to put it in the mail until tomorrow, da-da-da-da. And we might get a bump up if we don't get caught. But if the guy says, oh, I need the money today, he runs right to the store from the store and goes to the bank and he cashes it right then, that check is good right then. It's not 2 o'clock tomorrow or tomorrow from 2 o'clock today. And so, again, we have all these controls to where, again, if you have a bad check, it's a $30 fee.
$33.
Penalize you for something else. And then also you've got a situation to where they never lose. They're an industry.
They're always right. And the thing is, you see, there's a verbal contract. Like in the state of Illinois, both written and verbal contract count. So when you go in the bank and you open a bank account out here, they basically tell you, oh, okay, open this account in this bank. And the way we got this set up is, you can float. You know, write a check, the day before, and there's no penalty or charge until the next day, 2 o'clock. But see, the thing is that they'll tell you that it's based on posting and things that haven't posted and different types of other kind of things that make, very confusing for you to make sure you don't have, get charged. Now, a lot of people say, well, why do you float anything? Why do you do that? Well, sometimes they'll make mistakes. So say you make a mistake for $1 something on your account or $5. Is it right for them to access a $33 fee? I mean, or charge you $5 a day thereafter, until you put the replacement money in the bank. And I mean, these fees are just outrageous. And the thing is, people went after juice loan people. Why do that? I think the juice loan people may have been a little bit more fair than what we're looking at coming out of our own banking system.
Well, if you remember back on the origination of the banking system, I can remember when I first started being in business, that banking was 2% over market. That was where they were supposed to earn their profit from. They weren't supposed to have all these penalties and everything else. They were supposed to be 2% over prime, and that's their profit margin. Now, how far over prime is it? It's like they can charge up to 30% on the credit card ratings. They can charge you a penalty of $30 per penny overdrawn or whatever it is, plus you have to come back in and immediately pay, kind of pray to them to correct the scenario. And then you have a situation where, well, if they return the check, it's another penalty because there was a cost of bookkeeping for that. And it just goes crazy. But
yeah,
again,
but
if they make the mistake, the only thing they do is say, oh, we made a mistake. And if you ask them, they might not charge you the $30 that they charge you because it was their mistake.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, they can ban you from ever getting a reversal. You know, if you ask them twice to, or more, or three or four times to take something out, as you're saying, it's unjust. Because, see, I used to work in banks, too. I worked at Harris Bank in Chicago. I worked for Bank One. I worked for Bank of America. I worked in their corporate lockbox department. And I saw, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a cutoff period usually. 3 o'clock is the deadline, and what they do is anything from 2 on is considered the next working day. You know, that's how in banking it goes. They tell you that, oh, okay, if you, you know, make a payment before the next business day, you will not get assessed a fee. Well, you know, lo and behold, they do it anyway. It's just a ruse just to get you into the store. So, you know, and then, like I said, you know, I was telling you before, you know, you sign up for these banks and you think that you're, you know, getting, you know, interest. Like you said, what's 2%? I mean, back a long time ago, you know, interest rates went on annuity up to 11 or 12% interest. Now it's paying, what, 2%? What's the point?
And what are they charging on the other side, though?
Who knows?
Their
I mean,
they're outlandish.
Yeah, the fees are so ridiculous, and then you pay tax on top of it. And so, you know, you have people, you know, burdened up with money, and, you know, it's just, it keeps you off balance. So while you're off balance, that's when they start doing all this other stuff. You know, you're not looking at them, you're not watching them. And in a second, you know, some other bill will be thrown under a pile of some stuff, and you know, Congress and Senate don't really look at it and read it. It's both the whole package in and try to get out of there. See, one law written, one statement, and something could happen.
So anyhow, you know, it's the scenario. It's just like I started. How many things are they doing to us that we can't even begin to keep up with? Because it's like, if it's not for your health, if it's not for trying to drive your car, if it's not for trying to live in a neighborhood, if it's not for them trying to get you into busing, if it's not for the food you eat, if it's not for the vitamins you take, if it's not for the health insurance you're buying that doesn't cover nothing, or the house insurance, or you've got to have insurance because you have a mortgage, and if you don't, they'll foreclose on you. All these controls, all these different circles, as your boys go in the military or your daughters go in the military and they're poisoned and they don't support them when they come out, as we're at wars where we're not supposed to be at wars, it false pretenses of who's at fault. Iraq wasn't in 9/11. The only ones that were at 9/11 really was our own government. They made up a story about some terrorist, and then you hear people saying, oh, they're terrorists, we got to do something. And you see, there's a New York City cop show. They just had a thing on where they had some Arabs own the store, and after 9/11, the restaurant got shut down. They had a store, and the people think, oh, they're bad Arabs and all this, and they're Pakistanis, and the boy and the girl fell in love and all this. But bottom line is, it's like they stereotype that the Arabs, again, are the bad people. Here is on a make-believe show, again, just brainstorming, Arabs are bad, Arabs are bad, Arabs are bad. Arabs are people. If you were being treated like the Palestinians were being treated by the Israelis, and someone told you after a war that, this part of your country now is no longer yours, you get out of here, and you go over there in the desert, and they'll play all the rules in their favor, they'll steal all the water, they'll give you the least amount of land, and if they give you some land back, before they give it back to you, they'll destroy every house on it or any functional piece of that property, and then they'll give it back to you maybe while they're shooting at you. I mean, just the dumb rules that are getting played, and then we wonder, oh, them Palestinians, they're really bad people. They're Arabs. They want to attack us. I wonder why they want to attack us. They're really vicious. They're evil. They're terrorists. You know, this mindset is just getting set and set and set and set. The Chinese have been always the bad people. The Russians have always been the bad people. They're people, just like you and I. They're people. They have families. They have their problems just like you and I. They might not be in the same keel. If you look at the different keels of, if you lived in Brazil in the jungle, that would take a different expertise and technique to live there than it would be to live in New York City. You can't compare the two.
Well, we're going to be back with this break. We'll be back at the commercial. And really so.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds
and snakes. Hi, we're back. It's Deanne. And Don, we have a caller. We got Mark in Texas. Mark, are you there?
Yes, good evening, Deanne.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real well, thank you. Say, listen, have you kind of got a sense, like I have, that Patriot Radio you know, communications networks. I mean, we all are kind of at an impasse, and we're kind of frustrated because we can't seem to get to the next step, you know, kind of a quantum leap, if you will, to where, you know, like the 100th monkey syndrome moves out, and, you know, something gives on the side of evil.
You would think. I don't know. It is frustrating because, you know, you do the show and you investigate stuff, and you come up with all the evidence of different things. September 11th, as I said before, has been investigated enough, I feel, right now, because, you know, there's enough evidence that I would investigate a number of levels of New York to find out why they never got a special prosecutor look into what actually happened, probe it out. Why, like John said, things happened, you know, where the president was looking suspicious and didn't act, and, you know, we went after Bin Laden and the whole thing. I mean, one chain after another, and no investigation, nothing, and we got one person saying, you know, you don't have any rights with me. How do you feel about that, Mark? How do you feel that to hear the president in a speech saying that, you know, Congress that represents a whole bunch of people, not just one person, but they come in there but behind the public saying, we want you to do this and that and the other, and he says, oh, no, we're going to veto it, and I'm not going to do anything you say, so we may as well get on the same page, because once it gets vetoed, there's nothing you can do.
Well, to me, it's kind of a symptom of, you take the media, the military, big business, high finance, religion, and, you know, the seats of power are all controlled by a good old boy network. And, yeah, there's token females here and there that they can point to and say, well, we're not discriminating against women and imposing a glass or marble ceiling on them. But that, to me, is really what the problem is, because with this information age that we're in, and for all its mistakes and limitations, I mean, there was a viable women's movement in this country, and I don't think it's fulfilled its promise. I mean, even Pakistan had a woman leader before we have yet, and I think that's one of the parts of the problem, is that women are constantly elbowed out of positions of power and authority where their better moral and more loving nature could almost like provide a leavening for civilization, at least a different voice. And it always seems like it's a bunch of...
We're going to the beginning of the next hour. Can you hang on for a minute, Mark? I want to answer that, okay? We'll be right back. Callers 800-313-9443. It's the Dee Ambrose Show. We'll be right back after